Let's, Bez Hashem B'li Neder, let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated Le'ili Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David C. Ben Rav Yosef, as well as to my wife's grandfather's yahrzeit is today, Yosef Yehuda Ben Shmaya Nasan, as well as to Chaim Tzvi Ben Abraham's memory today. We are on Erev and Daf Gimel. We're in the very last words of Beis HaMidbeis. So the Gemara had said until this point that Rav held that the source of the opinion of Chachamim that a Korah can only be 20 amos tall is from the Heichal of the Beis HaMikdash. There were two structures in the Beis HaMikdash. The Ulam was the outer building and the Heichal the inner building, and the doorway of the Heichal was 20 amos. And Rav said, you see from there, that a doorway is 20 amos. So the Gemara is going to continue to attack the position of Rav. Says the Gemara, Elameata, the last two words on the page. Elameata, according to you, Rav, that the Chachamim's source that a doorway can only be 20 amos tall from the doorway of the Heichal. Lo tahane le amaltara. So then, it should be the halacha that even if there is special ornamentation above 20 amos in the Mavoi, it should still have to only be 20 amos tall. Even if there's ornamentation that will call your attention to above 20 amos, it should still only be 20 amos tall. And we're going to learn very shortly, that there's a brisa that says that if there is ornamentation, then the Korah could be even higher than 20 amos. But if you are right, Rav, the entrance to the Heichal had ornamentation, and yet it was only 20 amos. That's the Gemara's kasha. Lo tahanele amaltara. So high up ornamentation shouldn't help anything. Da Heichal amaltara havele, because the entrance of the Heichal had very beautiful ornamentation. The Gemara's going to discuss what it was in a minute. The Heichal had ornamentation, and yet you're telling me that it's only 20 amos. Nevertheless, it was only exactly 20 amos. So how come in a Mavoi, more than 20 amos is okay if you have ornamentation, if the source is the Heichal, and there was ornamentation, and yet it was only 20? Disnan, as we learned in a Mishnah in Meseches Midos, Chamesh amaltaros shel mela hayu al gabav lamala mizu zu lamala mizu vizu lamala mizu. There were five ornamentations, five specific ornaments made out of a certain type of tree that were on the top of the entrance of the ulam. That's the outer building of the Beis HaMikdash. One on top of the other, and one on top of the other. There were ornamentations both on top of the ulam and on top of the heichal. Now, first the Gemara pauses for a second. Maybe those ornamentations were only outside of the ulam. Says the Gemara, you can't say that. That's not a good question. Dilma tavnis heichal katavnis ulam. We know we have a tradition that the entranceway to the ulam and the entranceway to the heichal were the same. So if you had this ornaments on top of the ulam, it was also on top of the heichal. So therefore, the Gemara continues its question. Alama amar Rabbi Eloi amar Rav. So why did Rabbi Eloi then say in the name of Rav two seemingly unrelated halachos? Rechava arba'a. If the korah that's being matir the mavoi is four tfachim wide, afal pisha eina beria. Now, gentlemen, there is a halacha that the korah that's being matir the mavoi, that beam that goes across the top of the alley to permit you to carry inside it, that beam has to be one tefach wide, but it also, and it could even be a mashihu thick, it could be even a tiny drop thick, but it has to be thick enough to withstand half of a brick. It's got to be thick enough that it can hold half of a brick. However, this Rav says over here that if it's four tefachim wide, even if it's not thick enough to hold half of a brick, it's still kosher. Four tefachim wide, af misha ein abri. That's one halacha. V'im yeshla amaltara, and if it has special ornamentation, Afilu gevoa yosem asher mamo ainot tzarach lamayit. If there's special ornamentation on this korah, we'll see in a second what this is, then even if it is higher than 20 amos, it's okay. So that's our question. If the whole source is the Heichal had ornamentation and it was only 20, so how come we say over here that if it's more than 20, if it has ornamentation, the idea being if it has ornamentation, it's going to attract your eye up there. We'll see in a minute. So if it has ornamentation, you don't have to make it lower. Answers the Gemara, no. There's no contradiction in the words of Rav. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, Amaltera, Masnisahi. The din of Amaltera, that's not Rav Yosef talking. That is a brisa. And therefore, it's not a contradiction in Rav. Says Gemara, wait a second. How does that? Says Gemara, Man Katanila. Now, who's the author of this brisa? Amar Abaye, Vaha Chama Berei the Rabba Baravua Katanila. This rabbi whose name was Chama, should have said Rav Chama, that's the Rav Yaakov Emden changed it to Rav Chama, Berei the Rabba Baravua Katanila. It's a legit brisa, it was stated by Rav Chama. Says the Gemara, wait a sec. V'tavei Amatera Masnisa, good. Who cares that it's a brisa? V'tikshei l'Rav. It's still, if it's a brisa, it's a question on Rav. Now, even though we know we have a rule, Rav, Tanahu, Palik, right? We know that Rav could always argue on a brisa. The Gemara is going to quote this in Erevin later on Daf Nunam and Beis. We know Rav can, but we only like to say that if we have no other choice to answer that. Specifically here, that Rav is the author of this halacha, we're not going to want to say that there's a brisa against Rav. It's explaining the first mission in Erevin. We're not going to want to say Rav Tanu Upalim. So the Gemara says, Zvetik Shil Rav, answer the Gemara, Amalach Rav, Rav will tell you, listen, this is not my problem. Dal Anamehacha, take me out of the equation. There's a contradiction, Bryce's themselves. Masniyasa Milo Kashina Adadi. The Bryces themselves argue on each other because we had a Bryce earlier that said a Mavi that's higher than 20 Amos, higher than the Pesach of the Heichal, the Bryce quoted, if it's higher than the opening of the Heichal, you might. You got to make it lower. So you see it's learned out from the entrance of the Heichal. And the other Bryce says if it had an Amaltera, it could be even higher than 20. So right over there you have a contradiction. Don't ask the Kasha on me. Ella, Mayis Lach Lamemra, what are you going to have to say? Tanayi, it is a Machlokas Tanayim if it has an Amaltera, if it has an ornamentation higher than 20. Do you have to lower it or not? Lididi nami tanai. I agree also, Rav will say. This is a source of machlokas tanai. That's one answer. But the Gemara rejects this. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, below Rav, Masniyas adadi lo kasha. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak disagrees with this. He says, no. Rav is the one who's causing the problems here. Without Rav, the Brises would not be contradicting one another. Why? Lirabanan, Korah Taimamai. According to the Chachamim, what's the idea of why a Korah has to be under 20 Amos? Mishum Hekera. It's because the whole idea of the Korah is there should be a Heker in the Mavoi. What do you mean Hekera? You want somebody to see, hey, this is a Mavoi. It's not a Rishus Sarabim. So people aren't going to come to get confused between carrying and a mavui. That's the whole reason why a korah works. The rabbis decreed you shouldn't carry in a mavui without a korah because they were afraid either you'd go into the Rishus HaRabim or you'd confuse it with Rishus HaRabim. Now that you have a korah there, you're going to see, oh, here's the end. I'm not going to go into the Rishus HaRabim or I could see it. I know there's a difference between the mavui and Rishus HaRabim. So only up until 20 Amos do people's eyes usually travel. So if there's an Amaltera, if there's ornamentation, so it's going to work even above 20 Amos. V'hai diketani yosemi pesro shel heichal. And this that it states in the first brisa that a mavi that's 20 Amos, it included, it shouldn't be higher than the 20 Amos of the heichal. It's not telling you that the reason for the shear is, like Rav said, that the reason for the shear is the heichal. L'simanaba alma. He's just telling you, by the way, the entrance, a typical heichal is a typical doorway is 20 amos, like the entrance, like the entrance of the Heichal was. It's just a simon teaching you that usually it's 20 amos, but it's not telling you, oh, but there, even though there was an amaltera, it's less than 20. The reason is because of Hekera. If the reason is not because, so Rav Nachman Yitzchak is disagreeing with Rav. Rav said the reason why it's 20 amos tall is because of the Heichal. Rav Nachman says, no, it's got nothing to do with the Heichal. It's Hekera. Hekera, 20 amos is the amount of time, is the amount of space that a person typically will look upward. But if you have an amaltera, he's going to look even more than 20. The Braisa said, Kipisla shel Heichal. It's not telling you that that's the reason why it's 20 amos. It's just telling you a simon that usual doorways are not more than 20 amos. It's a simon, so that you shouldn't think that you could do it 30 or 40 amos. So it's like the Pesach of the Heichal. It's like a simon. If you ever need to remember what the amount that a usual door that the Korah has to be, it's 20 amos, like the Heichal. But not that the Heichal is actually the source of the din against Rav. That's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Now, the Gemara continues and says as follows. The Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman by Yitzchak teaches us that the reason for 20 amos is Hekers. Now we have a dispute. Rav says it's learned out from the Heichal. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak says, no, it's an issue of Heker. It's an issue of how far do the eyes usually see. So the Gemara now wants to know, is there a tzushtel? Can we compare the laws of Mavoi, of a Korah and a Mavoi, to the laws of Sukkah, according to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, says the Gemara. For Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, ha-nicha ilo svir leha derabba. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak's position makes sense if he does not hold of this statement of Rabba, which we're going to quote in a minute. But if he does hold of this statement of Rabbah, which is what? Da'amar Rabbah. Because Rabbah says the reason, according to Chachamim, why a sukkah that's higher than 20 amos is pasul. Da'amar Rabbah, k'siv l'man yedu dorosechem ki basukah so shavti. That the reason for the sukkah being 20 amos, as the Torah says, that the goal of a sukkah is l'man yedu dorosechem ki basukah so shavti. That you have to have a sukkah that's low enough that people will know that you're in a sukkah. It's got to be nikar. It's got to be clear that they're being mekayim the mitzvah. So ad esrim ama adam yodeh shehudar besukkah. If the sukkah is less than 20 amos, so a person realizes he's sitting in the sukkah. But lamala esrim ama ein adam yodeh mishum delo shelta be'ena. But if it's above 20 amos, a person doesn't realize that he's sitting in a sukkah because people's eyes generally don't go up so high. You'll think you're sitting outdoors in a beautiful place. You're not going to recognize that it's actually a sukkah. So Alma, you see from Rabbah, Gabi sukkah nami be'kera plegi, that the machlokis chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda is mamish also the same kind of an issue, exactly as Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said by a mavoi, that it's for hekera, that up to 20 amos is the normal view that a person does, right? That's why a menorah on Chanukah also you're not supposed to have higher than 20 amos, because the whole idea is persume nisa, so people's eyes generally go up to 20 amos. The gabi sukanami behekera pligi ifugubitarte lamali. So the Gemara, I would have said exactly the opposite, but the Gemara turns it around the other way. The Gemara says, according to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, so if he agrees to Rabbah's statement that the machlokas by sukkah is based on hekera, so why do we need to say another machlokas over here by Korah the same thing? Why do we have to state it again? If we already know it from sukkah, why do we have to state the same machlokas in two places? Once they argue already by sukkah, once they argue already by sukkah, so Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak is coming to teach me a chiddush. Oh, Rav Nachman says that it's mishum hekera. Korah, time of mishum hekera. It sounds like he's creating this new idea of Nachman bar Yitzchak. Instead of saying that Korah is mishum hekera, he should have said, oh, just like they argue by sukkah, they argue here too. from the fact that he says that it sounds like he's saying something different. Answers the Gemara, no. No, what are you talking about? Tzricha. No. Really, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak agrees to Rabbah that the reason in both places is because of Ekeira. Utzricha. But you need to tell me this machlok is in both places. Di'yash meaning Gabi Sukkah. Because if the Tana would teach me the halacha that only a sukkah that's above 20 amas is no good, B'hok Amar Rabbi Yehuda, I might have thought that Rabbi Yehuda only argues by a sukkah. Kevan Dil Yeshiva Avda Shelta Be'ena. What's the whole goal of a sukkah? You might have thought that Rabbi Yehuda, who says even above 20 amas is kosher, even above 20 amas, maybe only by a sukkah he holds above 20 amas kosher. Why? Because what's the whole purpose of a sukkah? The purpose of a sukkah is to live in it, to hang out there. Now, when you're sitting all day long in the sukkah, usually you're going to look about the walls a little bit. You look up, you look at the schach. So Rabbi Yehuda says, since you're sitting there all day anyway, even if it's above 20 amos, even if it's 25 amos or it's 30 amos, your eyes are going to drift up. You're sitting there all day anyway. What are you going to look at all day long? You're going to be able to see even above 20 amos. Avol mav kevin delishiv da shel beina. Avol mavoy delihiluch avid. But what's a mavoy? You don't just sit in a mavoy. You're going to walk through the mavoy. You're going to walk through the mavoy into the Rishis Rabim and walk from the Rishis Rabim to the mavoy. So you're just going to glance. You're not going to be sitting there all day long. It's just going to be a glance. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda would agree that by a mavoy it's got to be less than 20 amos. Maybe he'd agree to Rabbanon. Even if they both would say heker, maybe there's a difference between a heker and a sukkah versus the heker and a mavoy. So that's why I need to tell me, even by mavoy, the din of heker applies. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, even above 20 amos is okay. V'i Hashmin and Baha, and if you only had the machlokes by Mavoy, Baha Kami Rabbanon, maybe the Rabbanon only say it's got to be less than 20 here because people are passing through. Maybe by a sukkah, Chabon Chacham would agree to Rabbi Yehuda that it could be even higher than 20 amos because the guy's sitting there all day long anyway. He's going to notice it even if it's above 20 amos. Tzricha. That's why we need both cases. So the Gemara concludes, in fact, there's a machlokes Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak and Rebbe, and Rav, excuse me, what the logic of Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda and our mission is based upon. Rav says Chachamim is based on Heichal, and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, no, it's based on Heker. It's based on Heker, very similar to the Din by Sukkah. Let's continue. Now, we learned earlier that on top of the entrance to the Ulam, there were five Amal Tara'os. There were five ornaments, ornamentations. And we also learned that if a Mavoy is higher than 20 Amos, it's kosher. Even according to Chachamim, if it's higher than 20 Amos, it's kosher if it has special ornamentation. So now the Gemara wants to know, what kind of ornamentation are we talking about? Says the Gemara, my Amal Tara'os. What's this special ornamentation that we're talking about? So the Gemara says, Machlok Zamarayim. Rav Chama Berei de Rabba Baravua Amar. Rav Chama, the son of Rav Avua, says, what was that Amal Tara'? Keni. Bird's nests. Certain types of bird's nests that were sticking out on top of the Ulam in the Beis HaMikdash. And if you would make this type of, like, I guess, pictures of bird's nests, and if you would make this type of special ornamentation on the Korah, it would be kosher even above 20 amos. Some say they're actual bird's nests. Rabbeinu Chananel says we're talking about actual bird's nests. So says the Meiri as well. They were like these small little windows that looked like bird's nests. However, the Rambam explains, no, it means it was just pictures of bird's nests. And any other beautiful picture would be good enough as well. And that's how it's paskened in Shulchan Aruch. If it was just a beautifully decorated and designed korah above 20 amos, it says in Shulchan Aruch, it's okay. And the Rama writes, you could even make the picture on the wall next to the korah. Fine. So it's just nests. Ki asa rav dimi. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, Amar Amri b'Amar Rav, they say in Eretz Yisrael, Piske de Arza. No, it's like slabs of cedar wood stuck into the wall, and they stick out. So just like an ornamentation of like fancy, some fancy cedar wood. That was the ornamentation. You can look at the pictures, right? They're these fancy cedar wood. So if it's above 20 amos, so even if you have the fancy cedar wood, so your eyes will be attracted to it. Says the Gemara, Manda Amar Paske Da Arza Kol Shken Kine. The one who says just a fancy cedar wood, Kal V'Chomer, this the bird's nest, because that's even more interesting. But Manda Amar Kine, the one who says bird's nest, Amar Paske Da Arza Lo, just slabs of wood, is not considered to be significant enough. Says the Gemara, O Manda Amar Paske Da Arza, if you say it's slabs of cedar wood, Mai Taima. Why does it work? Why does that help? Mishum de nafish mashche. You want to say that they're very long, so they stick out, they protrude because they're very long. V'hasukah de nafish mashche v'kamer rabbanon de lo. Yet the sukkah also has long beams, and yet the chachamim say that it's not kosher above 20 amos. Ela, so it can't be because of that. Kevan de kachashiv islay kala. Since these cedar beams are very chashiva beams, so people are going to talk about them. And therefore, since people are going to, oh, you see these beams this guy has on his in his mavui, everyone's going to talk about these chashiva cedar beams. People are going to talk about them, and therefore, people are going to come to look at them. You know, they're going to talk about them, look at them. So the Beis Yosef writes, it's got to be like expensive. These things got to be like, you know, fancy, expensive things. Fine. Says the Gemara. What's going to be the halacha now? If part of the korah is below 20, it's a very thick korah. Part of it is below 20 and part of it is above 20. Says the Gemara. Miktas korah besoch esrim, u miktas korah lamala meyesrim. Miktas schach. Besoch esrim, umiktas schach lamala meyesrim. What's the halacha? Amar Rabba b'mavoi kosher besukah pasul. When it comes to a mavoi, it's going to be kosher if it's partially below 20 and partially above. But in the sukkah, if part of the schach is below and part of the schach is above, it's going to be pasul. So the Gemara is going to ask the obvious question, what in the world is the difference? Says the Gemara, Maishna b'mavi d'kosher d'amrinon kolosh. Why do we say b'mavi it's kosher? Because we say we view the part above 20 as if it's not there. Just like chop it off. View the top part above 20 as if it's not there. Sukkanami name a kolosh. Say the same thing about the schach on top of the sukkah. Says the Gemara, no. If you chop off the schach that's above 20, you're not going to have enough schach. It's going to be too much more sun than shade. And you know, the sukkah that has more sun than shade is pasul. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Hachanami I kalashta, if you chop off the top half of the korah, I'm shopping involved. Says the Gemara, same thing by the Korah. Hachanami here too. Ikalashta, if you chop off the top half of the Korah, Havale Korah Hanitelas Baruach, it's going to be a Korah that's going to be blown away by the wind. And we know there's a halacha that if the Korah is so shabby that it's going to be blown away by the wind, it's pasul. Right? We said before that it's got to be a tefach thick. It could even be a mashihu thin, but it's got to be strong enough to hold a brick. Half a brick of three tefachim. And the Mishnah later on, the Rambam Shulchan Aruch writes, and Rashi says that therefore, why does it have to be thick enough to hold a brick? Because if not, the wind is going to blow it away. So that's what the Gemara means over here. So if half of it is chopped off, the wind is going to be able to blow it away. El al karchacha nasa keshvud neshamateches. we're not worried the wind's going to blow it away. It becomes like a thin slab of metal that the wind is not going to blow. Zachanabi. By Yisoka also. What do you mean? It's still considered to be Tzilasa Merubah Michamasa. Answer the Gemara. Amar Ravim Miparzika. Really? Ravim Parzika says, really, they should both be kosher. Really, they should both be kosher, even if part of it is below 20. And part of it is above 20. So why did Rabbi distinguish? Sukkah dila yochidhi. Sukkah is made for individual use. Lo midkar. So he's not going to be careful. We're afraid maybe the part below 20 is gonna fall down. And he's not gonna be careful, he's just an individual. Mavoi de la rabim, however, a mavoi is made to for many people's usage, madkere adadi. So if part of it falls off and it's only above 20 that's left, people are going to remind each other, and therefore we're not worried. That's one answer. Ravina gives a different answer. Ravina Amar, different distinction. Sukkah do raisa achmir be rabbanan. Sukkah is a din do raisa, so the rabbis restrict if part of it's below 20 and part of it's above 20. Mavoi de Rabbanan, Mavi is only din de Rabbanan because midoraisa, it's permissible to carry in a Mavoi. It's only an Issa de Rabbanan. Lo achmir bar Rabbanan, the rabbis weren't machmir, so even if part's below 20 and part above 20, it's okay. The Gemara now brings a different version of Rabbah, the opposite. Ravada Masa Masa Lashmait de Rabbah Ibcha. I'm a Rabbah b'mavoi pasol b'sukka k'shera. The opposite. Says more, oh, same kasha. Maishna sukkah d'ksheira. Dabri in kolosh, ma v'nami nima kolosh. I kalashtaha. Have a like koran and tell us peruch. No, it'll be too shabby. Hachanami kalash evit chamas v'mitzlasa. By sukkah also, if you chop off the top, it'll be more sun than shade. El al karchacha. Nasis tzilasa v'm chamasa. No, you include the top. Hachanami al karcha. Nasis kishvud n'shamatechas. Who says just because the top is not there, it's going to blow away? Amar Rava Miparzika, the opposite answer. Sukkah del Yachidi, Rami Anavshi Midkar. Since Sukkah is made for an individual, he's going to remind himself to always remember. But Mavli del Rabimi, but a Mavli is made for many people. Samcha Adad Divilo Madkri, the exact opposite Svara. Each guy's going to rely on the other guy taking care of it. Like in a shul, nobody does that because someone else will take care of it. There's a lot of people there. Someone else, I don't have to worry about it. Damri Inche, because there's a famous line that people like to say, Kedera de Be Shutfe, a pot that's owned by two people, lo chamim velo karira. It's never hot enough and it's never cool enough, because no one deals with it. Everybody always says the other guy is going to deal with it. Oh. What's another reason to distinguish? Ravina Amar, Sukkah doraisa lo ba'i chizuk. Since Sukkah's midoraisa, so the rabbis didn't have to strengthen it. But Mavi de Rabbanan ba'i chizuk. But since Mavoi is Dinder Rabbanan, if the rabbis wouldn't be stricter, then people would treat it lightly. So that's why they have to be more strict by the Rabbanan than a Doraisa. Right? Mamish exact opposite Svara that we said before. Says the Gemara, my have a Allah, what's the bottom line? Rabbi Ula Amar Zev is that puzzle. Rabbi Ula says they're both puzzle if it's below 20 and above 20. Rava Amar Zev is that kosher. Rava says they're both kosher. Chalal, but he gives a reason. Chalal sukkah tanan, chalal mavoi tanan. The shear of 20 amos just means that you can't have a space of 20 amos. You can't have a space below the core of 20. So if it's both below 20 and above 20, who cares that part's above 20? As long as you have below 20, so there's no space of 20, that's good enough. Amelir of Papa Larava, Tanya de Mesailach, I'm a Brysa that supports you. Mavi Shu Gavoa, my Esrim Ama, Yosem, Pisla Shalechel, Yemait. Vehechal Gufo, Chalalo, Esrim. So to over here, the Chalal, the key point is the Chalal should not be 20. Says the Gemara, Esve Rav Shimi Barav, Ashili Rav Papa. Rav Shimi Barashi has a question, asked the question of Rav Papa about the words of Rava. We learned in a brisa. Ketzad Hayaose, how you matu the mavoi, meniach kora misvas esrim ulamata. You place the kora misvas esrim ulamata. So it sounds like it's got to be within the 20. However, if it would be misvas esrim ulamala, it would be puzzle. Answer the Gemara. Ema, no, it's not what it means. Ulamala, it means vahalamata, it means ulamala. It says Gemara, vahalamata, but it says lamata. Answer the Gemara, hakamashvalan. It's telling you a whole different chiddush with the word ulamata. Dilamata kilamala. That the shear of the height of the mavoi below, now we're about to learn a new halacha, which is that not only can the korah not be above 20 amos, the korah can't be below 10 tfachim. So, malamala chalola esrim, just like the halacha is that it can't have a space of 20 above. And and if it's above the space, it's kosher. Af lamata chalala asara. So too, the shear of lamata is in the space, that the space cannot be less than 10 tfachim. Meaning that you have to place the korah above 10 tfachim. But if you put it within the space of 10 tfachim, it's puzzle. Even if part of it is above the 10 tfachim, it's going to be puzzle. Because if the space is less than 10, it's not called a mavoi. So it's got to be at the 20, it's got to be that the space is less than 20. And it's got to be that the space is more than 10. So you have no kasha from that line. Now, the last part of the daf here is going to speak about how big are the tfachim. How big are the amos, excuse me. Now, we have two traditions of how big amos are. Amos are 6 tfachim or 5 tfachim. And the question is, when you're measuring sukkah, 20 amos, and the mavoi, 20 amos, and by kilayim, we'll see in a minute also there's measurements, are you using 6 tefach amos or 5 tefach amos? Says the Gemara. Amar Abai b'shmei d'Rav Nachman. Amas sukkah, the ama of the sukkah, the amas mavoi, and the ama that you measure the mavoi, that if it's above 20, it's pasul. Ba'ama bas chamisha. You measure with a 5 tefach ama, which means 20 times 5, 100 tefachim. So if it's above 100, it's pasul. If it would have been 6 tefachim, I would have been more lenient. It would have been 120. But yet you have to be machmir and use the 5 tefach ama. Ba'amas chamisha. Amas kilayim. However, the ama that measures kilayim is ba'ama bas shisha. We'll see in a minute what you're measuring with kilayim. There you had to use a 6 tefach ama. So it sounds like we're being machmir in all directions. Why are we being machmir in all directions? So it could be because we don't really know whether an ama is really 5 or 6. That's what some achronim say over here. So therefore, you always have to be machmir. However, others disagree and say, no, it's not a suffix that we don't know what the shear is. Right? Some say, we're always, not because we don't know what a real ama is, rather, the chachamim were misakein to use two types of measurements. So you're always going to be machmir. Not that we don't know what the real one is. There's two legitimate ones, so you're going to be machmir. Others say, no, it's because we don't know. It's because we don't know. Right? Because now there's a big difference between these two ways of looking at it. If the din of mamma is derabbanan, we should say safek derabbanan lekula. So why are we machmir? If the whole din, if it's all because of a safek, so why are you being machmir to use the fine one? So the achronim explain, because it's the safek here is not because you have a legit safek. It's mamish. It's just a safek chesron yedia. We don't know. It's not like you have a safek in halacha. It's a suffix that we just don't know what the real Amma is, and therefore you have to be Machmir, even by the Rabbanans. Interesting. Okay. But anyway, Gemara says, Amar Abai, Mishmet Rav Nachman, Amas Sukkah v'Amas Mavui v'Amas Bas Chamisha. Amas Kilayim is v'Amas Shisha. So now the Gemara is going to discuss, is this by all areas? Says the Gemara, Amas Mavui v'Amas Chamisha l'may hilchasa. By which halach is a Mavui? L'govo. So it means how high the Korah could be. Ula piritzas mavoi, also as far as a 10 tefach breach, a 10 amma breach, right, 10 amos, a 10 amma breach disqualifies a mavoi. You're not allowed to carry it, even with a korah. It's too big. A 10 amma breach, you're not allowed to carry. So you have to be machmir and count it as the 5 tefach amma. So it's a 10 times 5, 50 tefachim, not 60 tefachim. 50 tefachim would be a breach. You have to be machmir. Says the Gemara, I've a meshach mavi ba'arba amos to lekula. But wait, the minimum size of a mavi has to be 4 amos. If it's less than 4 amos, it's not a mavi at all. So there, right, if it's less than 4 amos, then you can't be matirit at all. So there, using the 5 amma would be a leniency. So what about over there? There it's a leniency. Answer the Gemara, Kimanda Omar Barba Tfachim. No, we're holding like the opinion says it's not 4 amos, it's 4 tfachim. That's the minimum shear of an amos. So it's got nothing to do with amos at all. That's one answer. V'ibai same, no, really it's barba amos. And rov amos ka'amar. You're right. There you'd use a 6 tefach amma. Most of the mavui measures would be 5 because it's a chumra. But over there, being machmir would be using 6. And therefore, we're going to use 6 over there. Says the Gemara, Amas sukkah ba'amas chamisha l'may hilchasa. So same thing, but same story by a sukkah. You use a 5 tefach amma for a sukkah. Where does that apply? Says the Gemara, Lagova. It's the height of a sukkah. Same thing. That if it's higher than 100 tefachim, it's pasul. Ula dofen akuma. Also, the din of dofen akuma. We know there's halacha by sukkah. If you have the walls, then if there's pasul schach, less than 4 amos from the side, it's still kosher. It's called a dofen akuma. But you measure those 4 amos with 5 tefach amas to be strict. Says the Gemara, I v'ha'ikam meshach sukkah ba'arba amos dilukula, but the minimum size of a shear has got to be 4 amos. There, using a 5 tefach would be lenient. Desani, Rebbe Omer ani, kol sukkah she'en ba'arba amos al arba amos psula. It's got to be a minimum shear of 4 amos, otherwise it's pasul. Answer the Gemara, kirabonon, da'amri afilu ena mechazekas ela roshu v'rubo v'shulchano. No, we hold you don't have to have 4 amas of a sukkah. We hold 7 tefachim. 7 tefachim, Rosh of Ruba v'Shechano, 7 tefach of a sukkah, that's kashrus. It's got nothing to do with amos. By the same alone, Rebbe, even if you say like Rebbe, rov amos kama, most of the measurements are with a 5 tefach, but you're right. If a minimum size of a sukkah has got to be 4 amos long, then you got to use the 6 tefach, you got to be machmir. Says the Gemara, what about the amma of Kilayim? Ba'ama bas shisha kalayim, you got to be machmir to use a 6 tefach amma. L'may hilchasa, what's the halacha? L'karachas hakerem ulamachal hakerem. For the halacha of an empty space in the middle of your kerem or an empty space on the side of your vineyard, how big a swath does there have to be in order to plant a different species in the middle of your vineyard or on the side of your vineyard? Disnam, we learned in the Mishnah Kalayim. Karachas hakerem, a bald spot in the middle of your vineyard, Beis Shammai Omrim Esrim Va'arba Amos. Beis Shammai says, you need to have 24 amos of open space in the middle of your vineyard to plant something else in the middle of it. Because this way you could have 4 and 4 separation on the side, so that leaves you with 16. And you could plant 4 and 4 in the middle, which leaves you still with a big enough break between what you planted and the vineyard. Well, Beis Hillel Omrim, Shesh Esrei Amos. Beis Hillel says, even if you have an empty swath of 16 amos in the middle, you're allowed to plant in the middle of those. Because you can still have 4 and 4 in the sides, and you have 8 in the middle to plant. Umachal Akerem, and a swath on the side of the vineyard, Beis Shammai Omrim, Shesh Esrei Amos, 16 on the side, Beis Hillel Omrim, Shteim Esrei Amos, 12. Ezui Karachas Akerem, what is a Karachas Akerem, says the Gemara, Kerem Shechar Vemtz Iso, the swath is in the middle. Ein Shem Shesh Esrei Amos, Lo Yavi Zer L'Shem, if you don't have 16, don't plant something else. Ha Yushem Shesh Esrei Amos, if you have 16, Nozin lo kedavoda, so you break 4 from the sides. Vizaras amoser, and you're allowed to plant in the middle. Vezu machala kerem, what is the side path of the kerem? Being kerem legoder, in between the vineyard and the fence. Ein shem shteim esrei ama, if you don't have 12 amos, lo yavizera l'sham, you can't plant there. Hayusham shteim esrei ama, if you have 12 amos, Nozin lo kedavoda, so split 4 amos away from each side. Bezoreas Hashar. So if you have 12, so you go 4 away from the fence and 4 away from the kerem, and you plant 4 in the middle, and you could plant it. So for these, you got to be machmir and use large amos of 6 tfachim. Ask the Gemara, v'ha'ika ritzufim ba'arba amos, still a kula. But what about the halacha that if you have too many vines piled on top of one another, it's so smashed together that you don't have 4 amos in between each row, there using the 6 amma measurement would be a leniency, the lakula. Rabbi Shimon Omer, ain't no kerem. It's not considered to be a kerem. You don't have to be marching at all. Chamrim, what do you mean? Kerem, veronis amtseos kilinam, you just ignore the middle ones. Answer the Gemara, you're right. Kerabonon da'amre havi kerem, we pass like chachamim. Another answer is no. La'olam k'Rabbi Shimon. Rov amos ka'amar. But when you're right, when it comes to that measurement, we'll use 5 to be strict. But most of the measurements, you can use the 6 amma measure to be strict. We will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Thank you. Oh, we're going to have a shiur Thursday night. We're going to review Masechah Shabbos Thursday night, 9 o'clock. 78 minutes reviewing. 78 minutes. That's an hour and 18 minutes. An hour and 18 minutes reviewing 30 seconds of each daf of Masechah Shabbos. Bali Nether, Thursday night, 9 o'clock.